Hi, my name is Sanjay Jain. I'm part of US ISV Architect Evangelism team. Today I have with me Yurik Darindos from Logotech Engineering. Welcome, Yurik.
Nice to meet you.
Sanjay. Nice to meet you. So tell the people in the room about you and your company.
Okay, I'm CEO of Logotech Engineering Group. We are Microsoft Gold Partner, ISV. And we are developing for more than 17 years different solutions, but starting from 2000 we are completely focused on mobile solutions. We just had this crazy idea to bring mobile solutions to mass market. We wanted to enable anybody to create mobile solutions just in minutes, which we did in recently.
So in other words, your specialization is take any business application which has some data, presentation layer, some processes, and you generate more like a code generator which can create a on-the-fly applications for any handheld device.
Exactly. If you are user of, for example, Microsoft CRM, let's say any...
As a business application.
Exactly, business application. You can go to our service, you can log in there, and our service analyzes remotely your solution and creates, after about 10 minutes, mobile counterpart of this, including the customization, which means you don't have to customize the mobile solution second time because it's already customized.
Okay. So what I'm hearing from you is that that's one of the another theme we are running this year is software plus service. So it looks like your solution is more on software plus service theme, where you are able to consume services in the cloud, which you can host yourself or maybe your partners can host. And then also you have a client application which gets downloaded on the handheld device and then can consume the web service to provide that rich user experience. Is that fair?
Exactly. We just offer our solution as service, which means you don't have to install anything on your server. You just register on our service, and this service analyzes your solution remotely without installing anything on your server. And after the analysis is made, the system creates mobile solution, install this multi-tier .NET application actually, and the system installs this solution on the server and also prepare a CAP file for your mobile device. And after you connect your mobile device to our service, the system downloads automatically the local part of the application to your mobile device, and you can work online, offline, synchronized starting from this point.
Very good. So talking about this handheld device, right, this is a, maybe you want to show that CRM application running on your, so I'm assuming what operating system this device has?
It's of course Windows Mobile. We are supporting all versions of Windows Mobile, so Windows Mobile 6.0.6.1,
very
and
good.
Also 5.0 and 2003 second edition, any kind of devices with different screen resolution. Pocket PC-like devices, smartphones, no difference. The system adapts to the specific screen and operating system completely automatically.
Very good. So the moment you say Windows Mobile 6.1, then I'm assuming that your development team is using Visual Studio .NET and also the .NET Compact framework.
Yes, exactly. So actually, our service is based on our application generator, which creates automatically mobile solutions, and all it is written using Microsoft technology. It is all written in Visual Studio, and it uses .NET framework for server and also for the mobile devices.
I see. So, okay. That's interesting. Let's talk about the service side. So you have your service, which you can host in your own data center, or you can have like partner hosted model, pretty much on the same line what Microsoft Dynamics CRM 4.0, we call it the power of choice, where you can, the customers, the partners can choose the deployment model. So it seems like your solution is able to fit in all three deployment models, whether it's on-premise, a partner hosted, or now CRM online. Can you comment on that?
Yes, okay. First, even using our solutions as service, you can access Microsoft CRM installation implementations in any model, which means if the user is using Microsoft online version or partner-hosted version or on-premise version, he can use our service for accessing the data without any problem. But also, it is possible to install our software, or for example, on the server of the partner and use it locally. It is also possible. And it is also possible to individual Microsoft CRM partners using installing on-premise version to use it locally, which means even using service our solution as service, you can support all three deployments, but you also can offer our solution in three deployments.
Very good. So one interesting question again I learned from you while working with your team for last 1 year, I guess now, And I'm so glad that you are very close to, you know, releasing the service in production. You're running a beta service now, or beta test now, with some couple of customers and partners signed up. So help me here, when you were so successful in Salesforce.com, especially in AppExchange, which is their online market for the applications, like mobility application like yours, what made you excited to choose for Microsoft Dynamics CRM, and now you are investing in this platform for the last 1 year? So what's your experience, and what made you choose Microsoft Dynamics CRM?
Okay, actually we developed our service using 100% Microsoft technology for Salesforce.com only because we wanted to check our concept. We wanted to be sure that we can support something like this, thousands of customers having completely different customized solution. And we did it on Salesforce.com. But after Microsoft decided to create a 4.0 version, 4.0 version, running in three deployments as service, and partner hosted it on-premise, we directly decided to do it for Microsoft CRM, because this was, of course, much more interesting for us. Because the customer has to select any deployment he wants to use.
So power of choice.
Exactly.
So irrespective when the customer chooses one mode,
exactly.
Or maybe switching from one to another, but your service can still consume and can give you the rich experience on the mobile handheld device.
Exactly. And because Microsoft CRM had this API SDK, exactly the same using web services, exactly the same for online version and on-premise version, we were able to use the same solution for accessing all the three deployments without any changes. And that was very exciting for us to create something like this and be able to access any solution. And
So what I'm hearing is then you don't have to create three solutions based upon whether you are, which deployment model you are.
Exactly.
So same investment you could leverage in all three models.
Exactly. And we covered three models, and we did it without installing, without the necessity to install anything on the server of the given customer.
So if I may ask you, I mean, that's the CRM with the business application part, and I understand the reasons why you chose Microsoft Dynamics CRM. But when it comes to the choice of the handheld device, right, there are again so many standards, so many technologies available beside Windows Mobile. So what made you choose Windows Mobile?
Okay, so from our perspective, Windows Mobile is absolutely best solution for enterprise, best platform for enterprise solutions. And there are, of course, possibilities to do it for Symbian, for Palm OS, or for BlackBerry. They are great systems, but mostly for different areas.
Well, like an end-user functionality as opposed to a business.
Exactly. For example, BlackBerry is good for emails, but it is not good platform for enterprise solutions. If you're talking about Palm OS, it's actually a little, let's say, old solution. And Symbian is something different, which means for enterprise solution, Windows is absolutely best operating system now, and the best environment for creating such solutions. And of course, also, that it is so based on Windows, it helps us and developers to use the existing
same skill set, like .NET, the Visual Studio, same skill set you can use to develop applications. So I see the developer productivity is one of the reasons. And also, I think sometime your CTO also mentioned about this plan to have your solution in multiple languages, so you can leverage the same code base to offer the same solution in multiple languages.
Yes, of course.
Could also part of the benefit of being chosen this framework.
Of course, if you log into our service, you'll be able to create your mobile version of your Microsoft CRM in several languages. We support currently seven languages, including Japanese. But of course, it is open. We can just make translation to any solution just in a few hours, because it is completely open and it can be done easily.
So in terms of this user experience, does it help, can as an end user I can use it in an offline mode, meaning I'm a salesperson of an enterprise, say a pharmaceutical company, I'm using my handheld device for my CRM functionality, so I can keep some of my contact accounts, some of the data I need on a day-to-day basis, and while maybe I don't have coverage on my carrier, so I'm still in the offline mode, but can I still operate, right?
Yes.
And what happens if I make some changes? Can I sync back to the server?
Yes, of course. We are supporting online and offline mode, but actually the most important mode for us is so-called occasionally connected mode, which means in the moment you download your mobile solution to your mobile device, you also download using our service the data which you want to keep on the local device. And we keep the data using Microsoft SQL Server Compact Edition, which is
part of
Windows Mobile.
Very good.
And having data locally, the user is able to work offline without being connected to the service. And anytime he wishes, he just switched to online. In this moment, he can synchronize bidirectional, which means the data change locally will be sent to the server, and also our service is checking what was changed on the server and download the differences to his mobile device.
And then I'm assuming that from your service, you're able to consume Microsoft CRM SDK web services to sync back data from handheld device to CRM server.
Exactly. We use it in both directions. We use it to put the data to the server, and also we are analyzing what
the metabase
changed.
API, I guess.
Exactly.
Okay.
And we analyze what with data or change. For example, maybe somebody changed information from three or four customers. In this moment, we will download only the differences to the mobile device also.
Very good. So in terms of the business plan, you plan to sell your solution in Northern America. That's where we have launched Microsoft Dynamics CRM Online mainly as of now. What's your plan in terms of the growing the business in North America?
Okay.
What kind of business model are you planning?
Currently, we are offering our service ourselves, but we do it mostly for giving the information to the partners, to the customers. What is our plan? First, we want to collaborate with partner hosting Microsoft CRM, giving them possibility to install our solution of their service in their data center and offering it to the market. Second, we have special offer for Microsoft partners, even smallest Microsoft partners, having no chance to develop or install any infrastructure necessary for such on-demand service. It is possible for them to use our solution in the background as web services without installing anything on their own web server, which means after just in downloading few ASPX pages, they will be able to offer their own on-demand mobile solution, rebranded, and using still our infrastructure, the background of web service.
So what I'm hearing from you is a new partner who wants to expand the business in the mobility, especially in Microsoft Dynamics CRM space, they can consume your service and infrastructure.
Exactly.
And have some couple of web pages on their website and brand it as if the service is offered by them without even knowing the Logo Tech Engineering is the one which is providing all the support.
Exactly.
Very
the
good.
Only investment of the partner would be about 20 minutes for downloading the sites and customizing it slightly, changing logos and names.
Wonderful. That makes it very appealing to, I guess, as you know, Microsoft is very proud of our own very big partner ecosystem, and I think this message gels very well.
Of course, they will be able to support, to offer mobile solutions to the customers without investing anything in this.
Very good. Again, thanks, Jurik, for coming today and sharing some of your thoughts on your solution and success and congratulations on your launch of this product. Again, this is Sanjay Jain. You're welcome to reach me at sanjay.jain@microsoft.com, spelled as sanjay.jain@microsoft.com. And for more information, you can also log into our website called innovateon.com. Thank you. Thanks, Jurik.
So for